Well, for the last 2.5 years, I searched for a vocations message in every single reading, at every single Mass. What does it say about vocations today? Now, of course, I'll still do that. But I figured now the Lord will begin to open up the readings to my heart in a totally different way. And so I scoured the passages from Scripture for February 9th, 2014, the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, saying, okay, Lord, what is it that you want us to hear? What is it that you want to say at this new juncture in our life as a cathedral, in my life as a priest? And lo and behold, St. Paul's words from the second reading jumped off the page. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling. Maybe I'll go back to looking for vocations messages. This is a significant time for the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe. If it's possible at one and the same time for a parish to be sad and hopeful and excited and anxious, then maybe this is that time. Or maybe I'm just saying that because right now I'm sad and hopeful and excited and anxious to begin this time of my priesthood with all of you. St. Paul wrote those words not because he was afraid of the community or even afraid of his own ability, but because he was afraid that he would get in the way of what God wanted to do with his people. Because he said after that, I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling, so that your faith may rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Well, it's clear that the power of God has been at work in this parish since it started in 2001. And so much of that credit goes to you and to Father Ted Skalski. Some thought that the big task was building this building, only to find that the real task was building this parish, a job that's still not completed and never will be, for that matter. But I do know that this great big space that we're in this morning could be filled over and over with all the people that Father Ted baptized and married and visited in the hospital, in the nursing home, all the people whose sins he absolved for hours and hours each week, and so many other people, including some who never stepped foot in this church. In fact, I believe that there's more than one person in this parish, maybe someone here now, who someday is going to say, the reason I'm a priest is because I grew up watching a priest who helped so many people. When it's all said and done, I believe that that might be Father Ted's greatest gift to the cathedral. Well, I was really humbled by the gifts that you gave to me in the form of prayer around the Christmas season. So many of you, hundreds of you actually, offered prayers for me and for Father Klein and for all the priests and religious in the area. And then you wrote them down on little slips of paper and put them in the boxes out there. You didn't know it at the time that you were praying for your new pastor. But what an important time it was that you prayed for me. You know, that pile of prayers was incredible. To think that you offered for me a rosary, two Our Fathers, a holy hour in the Adoration Chapel behind us. But I suppose I should be especially grateful to the four of you who wrote down that you prayed the act of contrition for me. Perhaps you know exactly what I need. But if it's okay for you to ask for forgiveness for my sins, then I hope it's okay for me to ask for your forgiveness for those times that I won't be the pastor that you need or deserve. Because I know that those times will come when I'll make an exception that I shouldn't, or not allow you to do something that I should. Those times that I will upset you with a homily, or not speak up when you wish that I would. In particular, I want to be upfront in asking for your patience with my time. Now, for the last 2.5 years, every time that I've stood up here as a guest, I've introduced myself as the director of the Office of Priestly Vocations for the Diocese of Dodge City. As you may or may not know, that's still the case. Now, I, for one, couldn't be more excited to continue in my role of spending time with the finest young men in and from Southwest Kansas, including many from here. There's nothing more exciting than helping a young adult discover who God has made him to be. I don't know what it will look like for those two ministries to work together. But common sense tells us that the Office of Vocations will look different in the months to come. But so will the ministry of priests at the cathedral. Thank you for your patience. God will take care of us because of you. But what won't change, in fact, what can't change, is how Jesus describes you, his followers. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You know, the reason that St. Paul said, I came to you in weakness and fear and trembling, is because he didn't want his light to shine brighter than the light of Christ. That's a reminder for me. It's a reminder for you. God has blessed us with a wonderful parish so that his light can shine through us.